folks, back on the Boss Man Show as promised. Crystal's here sitting in for Neek on the Boss Report today. So she's going to get her cherry busted on the Boss Report today. These crazy stories here today. So are you ready, Crystal? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, so here we go. Known buck dancer Charles Barkley is in a doghouse for calling Georgia women bulldogs.
How rude.
That's come from him.
How rude. Jeez. But why?
Because he's a hater. Say look like bulldog.
Oh, that bulldogs? That's just so degrading.
Yes. Coming from that buck dancer, coming from him, of all people. Have y'all seen his wife?
See, look, listen, don't go below the belt.
Google that man's wife. That's all I gotta say, Google that man's wife.
Don't go below the belt. We gotta rise above. But yeah, that's just definitely my first reaction was like, how rude. Like, why would you want it? Why? Bulldog, like as black people call anybody dog anyway, but.
Well, all skin folk ain't kin folk. That's all I'm gonna say.
You know what? I like that. I'm gonna use that. I like that.
You know.
I like it.
Here we go. But why though? Tyrese shaves his sweet lady's hoo-ha on IG and spirals further into a head-assy abyss.
First of all, why is she shaving? Why is sis not getting waxed? First of all.
At that point.
I'm gonna need to go back to why she getting shaved and not going to get waxed, baby. before we get to all of that, why she's not getting waxed?
That part. That part.
Oh, sis, I know she'd be an itchy mess.
And furthermore, why are you on IG Live letting this clown, you know, barber up on your box? Like, come on now. Oh, Lord. God help him. God help him.
Lord. Period. Help
him. Now, Florida family accused of selling bleach as a COVID miracle cure after making over $1 million in the scam.
Okay, so I ain't gonna even knock they hustle because maybe they wasn't using bleach. So go right on, Florida family. But at the end of the day, you know what? Side note about this, the COVID real quick. So I was so surprised by how many people was like clearing out on like cleaners and I just in my head, what were people cleaning with before COVID? Because why was everybody just buying it up? Like they never ever clean with any disinfectant, Lysol, bleach, whatever. Shout out to the Florida family. Do y'all thing. Because if people was buying bleach like that, then hey, maybe they wasn't using it before.
Possibly. It's Florida.
Don't knock. You know, Florida for
I got stuff for days on Florida. Oh my goodness.
Florida, you know.
Oh man. Mr. Potato Head, Steve Harvey, explains why men and women can't be friends and resurface clip reconfirms why you should listen to his ass on anything to do with women, relationships, and dating, because he don't know nothing. But he says women and men can't be friends, just friends.
So he don't think him and his wife is friends?
Well, he says that many women just can't be friends without, you know, doing the business. That's not true.
Right, but why does everything have to be involving sexual relations? Why can't people just have conversations and enjoy each other's conversation? Why does everything have to be made into intimacy?
Because sex sells, unfortunately.
I mean, that's true too, but that's if you engage in, no, okay, Boss man, you telling me if you engage in good conversation with a 90-year-old woman, that mean you want to bust her down after the conversation?
Hell no, nah, that wouldn't even happen.
Period. Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's what we live in, a world that everything has an innuendo to it. And
right, but I'm saying, like, okay, like, that to me sounds like womp, womp, womp. That's what I'm saying. Everybody he ever encountered with, that's a woman.
Maybe that's why he shouldn't be listened to. That's why he don't know nothing. And by the way, sidebar, he ruined the verses for me. He shouldn't have been up there running his mouth so dadgum much. I don't want to hear about your story on the dadgum bicycle going to see some girl with a brown bad lunch, Negro. I don't care about that. I want to hear Ronald Eyes and Wine and beg for box. I don't want to hear from you.
Boss man, tell it like it is.
Enjoy summer breeze for the love of you. At your best, truly lover, without you ruining every damn soul with a story.
You reasons, crazy.
Oh Lord, reasons, the reasons that we hear. I don't want to hear that. Get your ass up, clown.
You is funny.
Golly, Lord help us. Look, bring it down. I'll bring it down. No, here, no, I can't. Damn. Deisha Campbell. Christina Arnold says, no more Martin reboot. Oh, damn. I want to miss, I need to see Rome in Rome. I said, Jerome in the house. I said, Jerome in the, watch your mouth.
Hey, Martin's forever a classic.
Yes. Wait, I guess about Tommy, let's see about Tommy. I guess about Tommy, we're the same though. Cause Tommy was that dude with his suits and not having a job.
Tommy was cool. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let me just tell you something. On the cool Tommy, a lot of people right now in reality just be in the mix with no job.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Florida man uses stolen credit cards to purchase over $60,000 worth of Universal Orlando Resort packages for vacation.
Okay, so was he selling them packages or he just purchased 60? I mean, come on, Florida man, you were scamming for what? Did you make up?
He just buying.
But why, sir?
Who knows, man? Like, this dude tripping.
Yeah, that's a no.
Oh my goodness. This is terrible. Florida man arrested for attacking pastor with a sledgehammer after catching him texting his wife after hours, saying, I can't wait for next week's session.
Hold on. Did you say pastor?
Yes, he got hit with a sledgehammer in the middle of church by a Florida man. Texting the wife, listen, can't wait for next week's session.
Let me tell y'all something about these pastors. These pastors is humans too. We got to quit putting these pastors. Hey. I don't know if he should have been attacked with a sledgehammer. But
doing service now. Facebook Live doing service.
Oh, man. Poor pastor. Listen, yeah, pastors got to get their mind right. They got to get a little stronger because the pastor's been lately been weak in the flesh.
Look, I just hope she was thick. That's all. I hope she was thick.
You hope she was what? I
hope she was thick.
Thick. Yeah,
you can't
she
be
probably
cheating.
Was. Hey, let me tell you.
You can't be cheating for a pencil.
Some bad ass first lady. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I done seen some bad first ladies. Like, that's the first lady? Oh, okay. I think I seen her last weekend at the club.
I'm going to tell y'all. See, I'm AME. So we have altar call. So chicks be at the altar sitting there praying. And Lord knows. We be looking and searching them dresses, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Look at you. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I'm an AME, so we are off the call. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Father.
Crazy. But it be some, you know what? It do be some nice looking women in church, though. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. It be some people, they coming out, they be shy. I ain't going to lie.
I love how the hugs be them low hugs. The low hugs where the hands gets a feel of that nice peach back there. I'll be seeing them. But y'all Negroes ain't slick. I see you.
They want to see about that dip. You know how like the butt come out a little bit? It got like a little dip.
Yeah,
in there.
That low hand, give them a little quick feel of a little quick graze, you know.
Right. Test out that arch a little bit. I got it. We see you. I see you, Pastor Deacon. All right. I got you.
This story is also weird. Delaware man cuts off his Johnson at CVS because they wouldn't give him any more Viagra. Why?
So he'd rather not have one.
Obviously.
We're gonna skip past that because I can't talk about that. Like, why he would even think in his right? Well, you know what? He was not in his right mind. Like, maybe he go use a strap on.
His refills were out. He has a lot of refills. He went crazy and chopped himself off. First of all, why do you have a saw in your pocket going to CVS anyway?
What in your right mind makes you think that that's okay to cut it off? You can't be in your right mind to think that you need to cut it off.
Need my
He finna get him a strap on. That's what he finna get.
Well, Lord. He'll probably taking one next too. Probably his rate going. He be taking one and strap on next. He's gonna sell Block D about a Johnson.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Woo-wee. My. Please save the uncle. It's a goddamn miracle that KKK Kool-Aid swallowing senator Tim No Good Scott doesn't have diabetes after saying last night America is not a racist country in response to the Biden speech. A black Republican in South Carolina said that America's not a racist country. He is parroting talking points for his masters. The white supremacy is leaking from his mouth. 55-year-old black man. South Carolina tells us that America's not a racist country. My God.
Well, he must don't live in America.
Not the one. All skin folk ain't kin folk. I just told you that.
You know what? You right about that, because he cannot possibly be living in America if you don't think that racism has happened right now in 2021. Right now. Mm-hmm. In 2021. Right now. It's 2021. You know what? It's people like that. You're like, where do you live? Under a rock? On top? Underneath the ground? At the bottom?
You must do. We got three more to go. Georgia couple arrested after getting stuck in the back seat screwing. They couldn't get out of the Toyota Corolla they was getting the freak on in. They got caught up. There were some bigger individuals, and they got caught in the back seat and could not get out of the back seat and had to.
Well, let me just say, I hope that they got their rocks off before they got caught. I mean, you know, next time maybe just do it outside. If you know you got a little much and he got a little much, maybe the Corolla's a little small. So just step outside the vehicle next time. This is about to be sundress season. Sisters, pull it up.
Hey, that got me off the hook one time 12 years ago. Thank God for that.
Boss man, tell it.
I fell asleep in a park with a shutter shawty, right? And This is one of the times not using a condom helped me too. He couldn't find no condom. He couldn't find nothing. I had my shorts down, but you can't say no. I was hot in the car. He couldn't prove nothing. We back there asleep. It was in a park late at night, fell asleep on it. So you know I couldn't prove nothing. They let us both go 12 years ago. 09. Summer 09.
Oh, right after graduation, huh?
Yes.
Boss man, tell us now, boss man.
Hey, that was when I was a different individual.
Hey, it is what it is.
That was before the radio guy took over. Man. But I got away with that one. So, player, I'm just saying, you should have been more slick like I got was, my man. So.
Well, you already said they was big now. They only so much room they got now.
And they're calling the crawler, too. Yeah. Oh, Lord. That was a bad idea. Bad idea. Okay, sidebar. Buy cars for your weight. I'm just saying. Just saying. Love buy all of you. Buy cars for your weight. Accept your body and the car you in. Some of y'all you can't be having a Camaro weighing 400 pounds. I'm just saying.
Listen, let me tell you something. They say big people like small cars.
No. It looks weird when I see one. One of my former buddies, he was a big dude and had his little two-seater car. I'm like, that gun wheel's about to drag against the damn car when you get in the damn car, bro. No,
for real. See, you get in that mug and it's kind of slumped down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trying to.
Yes. Yeah,
you're right.
So we got two more to go. Florida woman's arrested after getting a butt injection while doing a Zoom court hearing.
So that means the butt injection must have been illegal. because fake booties are done by a transfer and you have to be under the anesthesia. So I mean, sis, everybody just getting a fat transfer. No need to get butt injections no more. Didn't you guys learn from who got the butt stuff out? Was it not K Michelle?
Yeah.
Did they learn from K Michelle?
Oh Lord, that butt's afflicted, boy. That's an afflicted booty.
And K Michelle had a nice body prior to, even though, let me shout out to K Michelle. I'm glad that she was doing what she needed to do, take care of herself, get her body like it needs to be. But that's one of those things where, you know, sometimes you let the outside world influence you to doing stuff that, you know, you don't even have to do all that. But yeah, she just get out. Don't get no butt injections. And definitely don't do it on no damn Zoom.
Exactly. And on a court hearing on Zoom. So yeah. And last story today is this. Florida woman arrested for testing some products inside a sex store without paying. So she was testing out the bobs.
That is disgusting.
Yes. She was testing them out without paying in the middle of the store.
So sister said she was going to have her masturbation moment in the store.
Yeah, they said she pulled 11 of them out. Different types. 11 of different types of them.
That is disgusting. On the bright side, that store should sell the proper cleaner for them, so I guess they could sanitize them. But who wants to resell them? That's
cool. Who wants a refurbished a friend?
Like, who wants a refurbished toy? You're right about that.
Wants a refurbished toy? Like, come on now. So, folks, in the Boston Port, Crystal, what are your thoughts on this week's stories we covered today?
Hilarious. And some of them was like a can't believe moment, but that's the news. It's in the news. That's the news.
Will you be back next week to take Nick's place again? Will you be back next week?
You know what? I'll be back. Little Rock will be back.
Okay, so guess what? Hey, she'll be next week for Nick. She'll be in on the Boston 4 next week for Nick. Nick, you might not get your job back, bro. I'm just saying. She did a good job. We go ahead and get a job.
Just temporarily.
Nick, you might not be back, Nick. I'm just saying, bro. Come back soon, Nick. I'm just saying, bro.
No, Nick, stay gone.
So, folks, that's the Boss Man Show. Boss Report on your radio. Check out Crystal on Instagram, Miss Perfect. Check out her businesses. And we'll see her next week on the show. Her big smile. The natural state in her natural state right now, and we'll holler her next week. Crystal, we'll holler at you. Be good now, okay?
All right, you be good. Thanks, boss man.
No
Take
doubt.
Care, everybody. Bye bye.
We out.